Buddha's ceremony and celebration on the second Sunday of May to remember mothers.
他写信给部长，给很多的政治家，发起一个全国性的这个母亲节的一个纪念的活动。
And she started writing and lobbying to some of the businessmen and politicians and asked them to help establish a national day to honor mothers.
那么1914年呢，美国总统这威尔森总统呢，他发表了一个官方的声明，就是制定说，从那年开始的每年的五月第二个礼拜，全美国把这天定为母亲节的主日。
So in 1914, President Wilson, he made the official announcement and set the second Sunday of May as the Mother's Day, as the national holiday.
感谢我们的主呢，借着母亲让我们来到这个世界。
We really need to thank our Lord that he sent us to this world through our mothers.
我看那个电视那个影片，电视的影片哈。
So I was watching a video on TV.
我看那个妈妈在生小孩的时候非常的痛苦。
And I saw the pain, the labor that mothers have to go through when they are giving birth to a child.
可是小孩子生下来还有一个问题，就是怎么把他养大。
But that's not the end. Once you give birth to a child, you have to raise them, to bring them up.
我们每个人都经过这个过程。
And every one of us went through that.
有的人他虽然不是亲生的妈妈养大了。
Sometimes even though your mother might not be your birth mother.
就像我不是我自己妈妈养大。
Just like myself, I was not brought up by my birth mother.
我是被领养的。
I was adopted.
我也不知道，我到现在这个年纪，我也不知道我爸爸妈妈是谁。
And I still don't know who my birth parents are.
可是你要养大一个孩子，那个过程是一样的。
But the process of bringing a child up to raise them is same.
当一对夫妻结婚的时候，他们渴望能够有小孩子。
When a couple when they first get married, they desire to have children.
所以他们就有这种生育小孩的这痛苦。
And that's become almost sometimes become like a pain and agony. The desire becomes that.
亚伯拉罕跟撒拉他们没有小孩子，不能生小孩。
Remember in the Bible, Abraham and Sarah, they couldn't conceive at the beginning.
那上帝在他80岁的跟他说，你自己生的才是你的小孩，因为他有领养一个大马色的。
It was not until he was 80 years old, the Lord told him that owning your own children would become your descendants.
这上帝可以做这件事情。
And it was only God who can achieve that.
让一个100岁的亚伯拉罕、90岁的撒拉生了一个儿子。
And God gave a child, made Abraham, who was 100 years old, and Sarah was 90 years old, to conceive and give birth to a son.
那个撒母耳的妈妈也是不能生。
Also, Samuel's mother, Hannah, she was barren.
所以他就被比利拿就是什么？就撒母耳爸爸又请了另外一个太太，他的两个太太。
So Hannah was actually there was another wife to Peninnah, and she would mock on Hannah.
这常常欺负她。
Hannah was often humiliated by Peninnah.
所以圣经告诉我们，夫妻二人一体，一夫一妻制，不是一夫多妻制啊。
From that we can see why the Bible tells us that we need to have one husband and one wife.
一个男人如果有太多太太，就有很多的麻烦。
And all kinds of trouble can come when a husband have multiple wives.
我自己就是啊。
I have witnessed that.
因为我妈妈是小老婆。
Because my mother, the one that adopted me, was the second wife of a man.
那么大老婆的儿子就把我从楼上推下来。
And actually, the first wife's son pushed me from upstairs.
感谢主，我没有死。
I thank the Lord I didn't die even though I fell.
所以一个男人太多太太，这是神所不祝福的。
So we can see that God did not, God does not bless those, the husband who have multiple wives.
那么不能生育的夫妻呢？啊，他们都希望能够有自己的小孩。
Now those couples that don't have children, a lot of times they desire to have their own children.
那他在现在来说，就是啊，用医药，从医学的方法。用医学的方法。
So today we have a lot of method, pharmaceutical, medical, to help these couples to conceive.
现在这个妇产科有不孕症的门诊啊。
And actually there are specialties like infertility.
我自己也是。
I actually experienced it.
因为医生告诉我们说，林天成，你们不可能有小孩子。
The doctor actually told me and my wife that it's impossible for you guys to conceive.
我们也去看了。
And we've been through several doctors.
后来我放弃了。
And then we gave up.
我祷告。
We just pray.
我说上帝啊。
I said, Lord.
亚伯拉罕一百岁。
Abraham, he was 100 years old.
我才40岁呢。
I'm only 40.
求你给我一个小孩。
Please give us a child.
男的女的都可以了。
It doesn't matter whether it's a son or daughter.
因为我做牧师有小孩以后。
Because as a pastor, after I have a child,
我才知道那些有孩子的弟兄姐妹的家庭，他们的情形是怎么样。
I can, it's only through that, Through that, I can understand the situations and the experiences of those brothers and sisters who have children.
我才知道怎么样去牧养他们。
So that I know how to shepherd them.
感谢主，神听我们祷告。
Thank the Lord, He did listen to our prayer.
1982年十月八，我女儿降生了。
In 1982, October 8th, my daughter was born.
1986，我的儿子降生了。
And in 86, my son was born.
糟糕，这样你们就知道他们的年龄了。糟糕了。
So now you know how old they are.
哎，现在变成我天天为他们，为我能够做 grandfather, grandmother 在祷告。现在你看，我现在天天在祷告了三年，还看不到影子了。我的媳妇在哪里？
So now I start praying for my grandchildren. And I've been praying for 3 years. I haven't seen the daughter-in-law yet.
有的人是去领养。
And there are other methods, for example, through adoption.
我们知道这里有很多的美国人，我们为他们感谢，很有爱心，跑到中国大陆去领养孤儿。
And we know a lot of Americans, who are so loving and kind. They actually go to China and adopted, Chinese babies.
有一对夫妇跟我讲这样讲哈。
One of the couple said to me.
他说我要替上帝来养这些孤儿。
I want to take care of these orphans for God.
最让我感动了，他们不是去领养那种很健康的那个小孩。
And the most touching part is that they often, who they adopt are not like healthy children.
是残障。
But children who have disabilities.
他把他带到美国来。
And these couples will bring the child to here, United States.
他就要照顾他一辈子。
And take care of them sometimes for their lifetime.
诗篇六十五篇第五节这样说：耶和华在圣殿要做孤儿的父亲，为寡妇伸冤。
In Psalms
68, verse five.
Jesus said that in the temple that I will take care of these orphans and widows.
所以感谢主，上帝是孤儿的父亲。
We thank the Lord that our God is the Father of orphans.
我常常安慰很多跟我一样的人，这样子说。
I often comfort and encourage those who are like me.
我虽然不知道我亲生的父亲是谁。
Even though I don't know who's my parental father.
但是感谢主，我有一位天父在天上。
But I thank the Lord that I have a father in heaven.
有的是用祷告。
And some of the methods are through prayer.
像我们就是用祷告了。
Just like us.
那撒母耳的妈妈是用祷告了。
And Samuel's mom prayed.
你知道以撒四十岁结婚。
You know that Esau was married when he was 40 years old.
他六十岁才生双胞胎。
Isaac, excuse me. And when it was not until he was 60 years old, he had twins.
我以前在台湾牧会的时候
when I was preaching in Taiwan,
我们有五对年轻的夫妇
we had five young couples.
结婚五年的没有小孩
And they've been married for more or less 5 years, and they still don't have children.
他们去吃中药，去看西医，都没有小孩，没有消息。
And they've been through all kinds of method, like Western medicine, Chinese medicine. Still, there was no result.
你知道我是不受一言的，我不受一言，讲一言，你知道吗
？Oh, I don't speak prophecies.
可是有一天我在讲道的时候，突然讲了一句话。
But all of a sudden, one day when I was preaching, I said something.
说主耶稣，明年我们教会有五个 baby 要诞生。
I said, Lord Jesus, next year there will be 5 babies come to our church.
哇，不得了了，这个是在讲预言呐。
That sounded like a prophecy.
那我就很紧张。
And I started getting nervous.
那第二年的一月。
And then the next year in January.
我就问一个姐妹。
And I asked one of the sisters.
她现在在 Tampa.
Actually, she's right now in Tampa.
我就说，哎，你姐姐有没有消息啊？
And I asked, so is there any news about your sister?
林牧师，我看我姐姐已经有一个月了。
And she told me, actually, Pastor Lin, my sister has been pregnant for a month.
那一年真的就五个 baby 降生了。
And in fact, during that year, 5 babies were born.
那些小孩子都在我身上滚来滚去。
The babies were actually climbing onto.
英文滚来滚去怎么讲？你随便翻
了。Roll.
他们说很少看一个牧师这样跟小孩子这么样亲近，这么 close.
And they said it's so rare to see a pastor to be so close to all the babies and young children.
现在这些小孩子恐怕二十几岁了。
And I would think that those babies probably are in their 20s now.
所以神是听祷告的。
So indeed, our Father, our God, listened to our prayers.
那你看哦，这个怀孕生产之苦。
So you can see this labor and pain of being pregnant and getting pregnant and give birth.
诗篇一百二十七篇说，儿女是上帝赐给父母的产业。
In Psalm 127, it says that children are heritage from Lord.
是上帝交给你。去养育这个小孩子。
It is God who gave you this heritage inheritance for you to raise this child.
有一次我们一个老弟兄，他有七个小孩。
We had an older brother in church. He had 7 children.
他说我的财产在哪里？
Yeah, he said, where is my inheritance?
他说：“这七个小孩就是我的财产。”
He said, "These 7 children are in fact my inheritance."
以前我们在台湾有统计过哈。
Actually, when we were in Taiwan, we had this statistics.
从出生把他养到大学毕业要花多少钱
？So from when they were born and then they graduate from college, how much would it cost?
我们算过要40万美金。
And after calculation, we found out it cost 400,000.
那么七个就不得了了。
So if there are 7 of them, you can do the math.
这个信心很重要。
So it's really important to have faith.
有一次我就跟师母说，跟师母讲哈。
So one day I was telling my wife.
我们生几个，上帝就养几个。
So no matter how many children we have, God will provide. God will raise them up.
可是我们就生了两个就没有了。
But then it turns out that we only have 2.
有一个牧师，他很有信心。
One of the pastors that I know, he really have faith.
他生了五个。
He has five children.
然后他告诉我。
And then he told me.
上帝会养，放心。
There's no worry because God will provide for these children.
所以你不要担心，只生一个就好啊。
So don't worry about money. Don't try to save money and only have one child.
你知道那个十月怀胎之苦啊。
So, do you know how much pain and work is involved in that 10 months of pregnancy?
有一天你自己做妈妈，你才知道说，哦，你的母亲生你有多辛苦。
Usually it's not until you yourself become a mother then you understand how much work your own mother have been through.
我现在很多这个做父亲的，他太太生的时候也可以在产房里面啊，对不对？所以 他就可以看到他太太生产的过程。
So now these days, a lot of times, hospital will actually allow the father to go into the delivery room and witness what the delivery process is and how much pain the mother has to go through.
所以他就看到他太太生小孩这么痛苦，他是更爱他的太太，更爱他的小孩子。
And the purpose is that the husband, the father will, after witnessing all of these pain and labor, that he would appreciate his wife and understand that how hard it is to be a mother.
我们有一个姐妹，她是一个护士。
One of our sister, she's a nurse.
她在怀孕三个月的时候，要等公车的时候，用跑的。
So when she was 3 months pregnant, she had to catch a bus and she had to run to catch the bus.
结果差点流产就送到医院。
And she almost had a miscarriage and she was sent to the hospital.
医生就跟她说。
And the doctor said to her,
如果你要这个小孩,
if you really want this child,
你要躺七个月。
You have to lay on bed, stay in bed for 7 months.
母爱的伟大。
So, how much do you think she sacrificed?
她就躺在床上七个月。
She actually laid in bed for 7 months.
为了保住这个 baby, 这个小孩子。
So that she can keep this child and the child can grow in her.
所以有一天我跟这个小朋友说。
So one day I said to her child.
你长大了一定要好好的孝顺你的妈妈。
When you grow up, you really need to love your mother and honor her.
她为了你躺了七个月。
Because she laid in the bed for 7 months for you.
我想一个基督徒的诞生也是这样啊。
So this is similar to the birth of a Christian.
保罗在加拉太书四章十九节他这样子说。
Paul has said in Galatians chapter 4 verse 19.
他说我愿意再为你们受生产之苦。
He said I am again in the pains of childbirth.
因为一个基督徒的诞生呢真的是像一个妈妈生小孩一样。
Because to foster for someone to become a Christian, it is like for a new baby to be born.
可是妈妈怀孕的时候，你可以知道你的预产期是哪一天。
But then again, when a mother is pregnant, she would know when the due date is.
可是一个基督徒的诞生，你不知道预产期是哪一天呢？
Yet for a Christian, even though we have all these foster and during the pregnancy stage, we don't know when he or she will deliver to become a Christian.
你不知道他什么哪一天他要悔改认罪信耶稣。
We don't know the exact date when he or she will repent and give his life to Christ.
有一个家庭，我跟师母去探访一百次。
There's a family that me and my wife actually visited for 100 times.
一直到我们来美国，他都还没有信耶稣。
Even until the time when we left and came to United States, they still hasn't believed yet.
我们花了很多的心血在他们身上。
And we spent so much time and effort on them.
半夜里有电话，我们就跑去。
Sometimes they would call in the middle of the night, and we would go.
今天早上五点有一通电话。
And this morning, actually, 5 a.m., there was a call.
这是我来到美国第一次在半夜接到电话。
This is the first time I received a call in the United States at such early hour.
以前在台湾，我常常接到这种电话。
Actually, when I was in Taiwan, I often received this kind of
call. 所以每次我看到有一个人要信耶稣受洗的时候，我都会哭啊，我都会哦，真的是终于这个人生下来了哈。
So every time when someone becomes a believer, it really touches me, and I feel like finally a new Christian is being born.
妈妈养育儿女长大成人。
So mothers raise their children to become adults.
我想那个童年啊，小朋友童年的亲子关系是非常重要的。
It is really important for children, their relationship with their parent, especially when they were young.
现在夫妻都是双薪嘛，两个都在上班。
And now these days, it is common that both parents are working.
有很多人呢，把这个小孩子放在保姆家里。
And a lot of times, parents would hire a nanny or drop the kid off at the nanny's house.
那礼拜六再去把小孩子带出来。
And then after the whole week, on Saturday, they would go and then pick the kid up back home.
这个小孩子叫保姆，叫妈妈，叫妈妈，叫阿姨。
So this child, imagine spending the whole, every day at the nanny's house. We call the nanny mom, and we actually call the birth mom aunt.
所以这个妈妈就好伤心啊。
So, like, you can imagine how sad the mom is.
所以她就辞掉工作，在家里带小孩。
So in this example, this mom actually quit her job and started just staying at home and spend more time with her child.
我来了美国，看到很多这个福州人开餐馆。
So after I came to the United States, I've seen a lot of Chinese who are from Fuzhou, and they a lot of times are in the restaurant profession.
他们带了生了小孩以后带回去福建。
And a lot of times when they have children, they will send the child back to 福建.
五岁要读幼儿园以前去把他带回来。
And they would usually leave them there, have somebody else take care of them until they are 5 years old. When the kindergarten starts, they will bring them back here.
小孩子不愿意跟妈妈来。
And a lot of times during that time, the transition time, children would not want to come with their mother.
也不叫她妈妈。
And wouldn't even call their mom moms.
因为她从出生几个月就没有看到过她妈妈。
Because they've never spent any time with their mother ever since they were born.
所以小时候这个童年的回忆对一个小孩子是很重要的。
So from this we can see how important the childhood parent-child relationship is.
妈妈不但照顾小孩子的三餐。
So not only mothers feed their children.
还有他的这个还有他的功课。
But also need to help them with their school and homework.
有一天我们有一个小朋友跟我说 Pastor, I'm so busy. 他说我很忙啊。
So one day there was a kid who told me that, Pastor, I am so busy.
他七岁。
And he is only 7 years old.
我说你为什么这么忙呢？
So I asked him, why are you so busy?
Piano. Piano.
钢琴。
画画。
Drawing.
跆拳。
What?
跆拳道。
Karate?
你的父母对你期望未免太高了吧、啊、
So I wonder how much expectation your parents have on you.
还会中文学校
And even Chinese school.
我问他你有没有哈佛先修班，听
到吗？I ask him, do you have the Harvard preparation class?
其实妈妈真的好辛苦啊。
So indeed, a lot of mothers are really working
hard. 箴言三十一章啊，二十八节说，他的儿女称他的妈妈是有福的。
So in Proverbs 31:28, it says that her children arise and call her blessed.
他的丈夫也称赞他的妻子。
Her husband also praised the wife.
根据一个统计。
So according to one of the statistics,
在母爱、父爱长大的小孩子。他的性情会比较好。
Children who grow up in a loving environment, with their mother and father, usually turn out to have better outcomes, a better personality.
他的人际关系会很好。
They will have better relationships with people.
他的婚姻也会很幸福。
they have more satisfying and stable marriage.
妈妈会照顾儿女的健康。
So mothers, they often take care of the kids' health to have strong body.
你看啊，我来到这里，看到我们的小朋友生病，看到父母那种焦虑啊，我们都经历过。
So I have, you all have experienced, and I have witnessed that many parents, they're really worried when their children have an illness.
我们也有经验，在半夜送我的女儿发烧送到医院的那个经验。
And I have also experienced that sometimes during midnight, when my daughter was young, have to send her to the ER room or hospital when she had a fever.
我的儿子在三个月的时候。三个月的时候
when my son was 3 months old,
他姐姐呢跟他玩笑，不小心吞下一个回纹针。回纹针。
He was playing with his sister, and then he accidentally swallowed a safety pin. Paperclip.
那医生就说，如果他不出来的话，这个小 baby 就要开刀拿出来。
So if this paperclip doesn't come out naturally, then we'll have to do an operation,
open his tummy.
So during that time, it was so hard on us. We were so worried. We couldn't sleep.
你知道那个时候我们的钻石是什么，你知道吗？钻石。
Do you know at that time what was our diamond?
就是纸尿布。
It was.
你懂吗？纸尿，我们每天在纸尿布里面找那个回纹针了。
Oh, it was diaper because we spent so much time and effort trying to find that paper clip, in the diaper.
你们都听懂哈？有一天，师母发现指纹，说：“我告诉你好消息，看到回纹针了。
” One day, finally, my wife found that paper clip in the diaper, And she was so thrilled, and she called me and told me the news.
我就跪下来说，哦，主啊，感谢你啊，他不用开刀了。
And we actually kneel down and we give thanks to the Lord that my son didn't have to go through operation.
哦，小孩子不吃东西，父母很担心呢。
Also, sometimes when children they don't eat enough, parents will get really worried.
你知道有的妈妈拿个碗呢，追着小孩子跑，啊，一个小时一碗饭还吃不完。
You may have seen this scene, which is like a mother holding a bowl of food and then chasing, following the child. And even after an hour, there's still a lot left in the bowl.
我们最高兴的是，这个小孩子5分钟就吃一碗饭，哇，这个很高兴。
What would really pleases us is like if the child can finish.All his food within 5 minutes.
我那个男孩子他刚生出来，我们给他60cc 的牛奶。
So when my son was born, we would give him 60cc of milk.
60cc 的牛 milk 呀、然后他两个小时他就哭了。
And then he would cry again in 2 hours.
然后我们就换90cc.
So we had to increase the amount to 90.
他说三个小时他又哭了。
And then it becomes after 3 hours, he would cry.
我们就给他120cc.
And then we increase the amount to 120.
他出生的时候呢，是2800公克。
So when he was born, he was 2800 kilometers? Kilogram?
但是一个月以后啊，你知道吗？一个月以后。5600公克.
So after a month, he grew to 5600 kilograms. Or grams, not kilograms.
然后你知道，从他开始读那个 preschool， 我就在那个墙壁上画一个。他现在一个月的，他多高了？哇，就好高兴，这样一直画，现在不能画了啊。我们就看到他一直长高，好高兴，很有成就感。
Apparently, I'm used to pound, not grams. So, we were so happy to witness how he grew up, like become taller and taller. We used to have marks on the wall to mark how tall he was, but now he's so tall that we don't even do that anymore.
你看啊，在圣经里面记载说，有一个大臣的儿子啊，他在这个迦南的时候碰到了耶稣。
So in the Bible, there is a story about a royal official. He went look for Jesus at Cana.
他的儿子生病。
Because he has a son who's laying in bed sick.
耶稣跟他说。
And Jesus said to him,
你回去吧。
Go.
他回到加百农的时候。
When this captain or official returned to his home at Capernaum,
他问他家里的佣人。
He asked his servant.
他佣人跟他说：“哎，你的儿子病好了。”
And his servant actually told him, "Your son has been healed."
他说是什么时候好的？
And he asked, "When did he become better?"
他说下午一点。
And the servant said it was about in the afternoon, 1 p.m.
是耶稣跟他说你回去。
It was right at the moment when Jesus told him, go.
这个大臣的信心救了他的儿子。
And when Jesus said that, the official believed and his faith saved his son.
我深深的感觉到。
I really can feel that.
夫妻两个如果一个是信主一个不信主。
If there's a couple, one believes Jesus, but the other doesn't.
一个有信心，一个没有信心。
One has faith, the other does not have faith.
处理小孩子是不一样的。
Then they will have a very different approach when handling children.
最后是那个不信主的人做决定。
And a lot of times it will be the parent who actually doesn't believe in Jesus will make the final decision.
所以我就非常感慨。
So I have a lot of thoughts on that.
因为他不认识耶稣啊，当然对耶稣没有信心呢。
Because they don't know Jesus, they don't have faith in Jesus.
我们去参加一个婚礼。
So one time we went to a wedding.
有个姐妹啊，这个新娘子做见证。
And there was a sister who was giving a testimony.
她说她体弱多病，常常生病。
She said she gets sick. She gets to be sick often.
妈妈常常把她送到医院。
And when she was young, her mother had to send her to the hospital often.
她常常看到她妈妈在哭。
And she would just see her mother crying.
她也常常看到她妈妈跪着祷告。
And she saw her mother kneel down and pray.
他在婚礼那天他说
And so on the wedding day she said
他说我感谢我的妈妈
I really thank my mother
他无微不至的照顾我
Because she has taken care of me in every single detail of my life
我今天终于很健康的当个新娘可以嫁出去
Today I can get married. I can be healthy.
我感谢上帝赐给我这样一个伟大的母亲。
It's all because of my mother, and I thank the Lord for giving me my mother.
母亲为上帝呢培育了敬虔的后代。
So mothers are the ones who raise godly children.
妈妈呢？她用圣经的原则。从小来教导这个小孩子。
Mothers can teach their children with biblical principles.
那个提摩太，他从小就认识圣经，就认识上帝。
You know Timothy from a very young age, Timothy already knows God and knows the Bible.
保罗写信给提摩太说：“你从小就认识圣经，你知道是谁教导你的吗？”
And Paul wrote to Timothy, said, "From infancy you have known the Holy Scripture. Do you know who taught you?"
是他的外婆罗伊跟他的妈妈尤尼基。
It was because of his grandmother Lois and mother Eunice.
妈妈教导小孩子很正确的从圣经来的人生观。
So it is mother who would teach the kid the correct values and outlook of life since they are really young.
妈妈给他一个道德观，就是上帝的荣耀。
And mother are the ones who would teach the children, what is the correct moral or ethics from God's view.
妈妈给他价值观就是人的灵魂跟永生。
And the value that they teach would be eternal life and about your spirit and soul.
妈妈教导他很好的人际关系就是神的爱。
And a good relationship with people is just through God's love.
我最近有一个专题就是寻找你的另一半。
So recently I'm teaching on a topic which is looking and waiting for your other half.
就是告诉我们这些年轻人，你怎么样去交你的异性朋友，怎么样去找到你的另一半。
So it is teaching singles how to what to look for and how to wait for your other half.
我要跟这些青年的妈妈，我们再安排一个时间，我来开这个课，两个小时啊，不，你放心，不会很久哈。
So I think I'm going to also have a section with these singles moms, and it won't be long. It will be about 2 hours.
所以这个小孩子啊，他在困难的环境之中培养了他对上帝的信心跟正确的人生观。
So, mothers have a very important role. They are the ones who can teach their children what is the correct outlook of life, what is the correct, the right value.
所以他的人生是正面，不是负面。
So their life will turn out to be positive instead of negative.
所以他有很高的这个智商，英文叫做High emotion intelligence.
These children usually will grow up with a high EQ.
对，所以在雅各书第一章第二节，他这样子讲哈。James.
So in James,
他说：“我的弟兄姐妹们，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。”当忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。Okay. James,
sorry, hold on.
Okay, first chapter 1, verse 2-4. James, New Testament. Okay. 没有关系啊，啊。希望翻译的人。圣经上下功那么 OK 好
Sorry
所以这个小孩子他很有信心的啊。这个小孩子从小他就 碰到这个困难的环境，他能够知道靠主得胜。
So that these children, when they grow up, when they go through difficulties and trials, they will have the ability to go through it and not be too discouraged.
所以妈妈教导小孩子用这个基督徒的这个原则，把他对人对事的一个态度。
So mothers can use biblical principles to teach their children how to handle life events, how to build relationships.
所以这种小孩子他长大以后。
So when these children when they grow up,
他懂得尊重别人。
They know how to respect others.
他懂得去关怀别人。
They know how to care for others.
有一天这个小孩子长大要结婚了。
So one day when the child, when the child, get married, ready for marriage.
他对他的配偶委身。
They
dedicate for spouse.
When they decide to dedicate for their spouse,
就是他奉献，做妻子的，他把他自己奉献给他的先生；做先生的，把自己奉献给他的妻子，就是这样委身。
So the wives would dedicate herself to the husband, and the husband would dedicate himself to the wife.
一个小孩子从小在爱的环境中长大。
For a child to grow up in a loving environment,
因为他享受父母给他的爱。
To enjoy the love from the father and the mother.
教会里面长辈大哥哥大姐姐还同辈之间对他的关爱。
And to enjoy the care and the love from brothers and sisters from church.
所以他长大的时候，他就会去爱别人。
So that when he grow up, he will actually love others.
这些长大以后的基督徒，他们就成为一个国家社会安定的力量。
And when these Christians, these young Christians, when they grow up, they will become the force to keep the nation strong and secure.
妈妈也为教会培育了，为神培育了很敬虔的后代。
Mothers also raised God-loving and God-fearing descendants for the Lord.
你看哈，母亲为儿女奠定了很好的深厚的这个信仰的基础。
So mothers, they're the ones who laid a very solid foundation for their solid foundation of faith for their children.
小孩子的。你知道现在有一种那个基督教书人有一种叫做床前故事，就是小孩子睡觉之前让妈妈跟小朋友说故事。
So now there is the bedtime story is very popular.
你可以从创世纪讲到启示录，到了出嫁了，你还没有讲完。
You can tell the story from Genesis to Exodus.And there are so much of it that you might not even finish until they are ready for marriage.
现在很多这个外公外婆了哈啊爷爷奶奶来到这里，对不对？帮忙带小孩。
So we see a lot of grandparents who actually come here and help their son and daughters to take care of their grandchildren.
哦，他们就可以给他们的孙子讲很多圣经的故事。
And they can tell a lot of the biblical stories to their grandchildren.
所以提摩大长大了。
So when Timothy grew up,
保罗就去找他。
Paul went and found him.
然后跟他一起去做旅行布道。
And took him with Paul took Timothy with him on his journey.
后来他就做了以弗所教会的牧师。
And later Timothy became the pastor for the Ephesians church.
妈妈也为教会培养了这个同工。
So mothers have raised co-workers for church.
因为这些小孩子他从小就看见说我的爸爸妈妈在教会很热心。
Because when the child witnessed their parents to be co-workers and labor for the church,
哦、他参加主日崇拜，参加查经，参加祷告会。
And see how their parents attend Sunday worship, Bible study, and all kinds of activity in the church.
哦，我们盖这个建堂的时候，连妈妈都爬上去钉钉子哈。
And see their mothers to actually help even during the construction of this church.
哦，看看爸爸妈妈常常开车去带别人。
And see their parents to give rise to other people to church.
有一次，我们有一个年轻的姐妹，她只有26岁。
So one time there was a sister, young sister in the church. She's 26 years old.
她带一个七十几岁的老姐妹回家。
She was taking one of the older ladies who's like in her 70s, giving her a ride back home.
他问他顺路吗？顺路吗
？And the old lady asked, is it on your way?
他怎么回答他
？So what do you think the young sister answered?
我妈妈告诉我
，My mother told me,
有爱都顺路。你懂吗
？With the love, it's always on my way.
你住32312。他住32317，都顺路了。
It doesn't matter whether my zip code is 3230.
你懂吗？哈。
32312 and your zip code is so far away. It doesn't matter. It's on my way.
如果他住在 Gainesville， 你有爱心，也都顺路了。顺便到中国超市买一点东西啊。都顺路，有爱就顺路。
So,
okay?
So even if this sister is living in Gainesville, with love, she can still be on your way, and it doesn't matter the distance.
你看奥古斯丁的妈妈。
So, you know the story of Saint Augustine, his mother.
培养了一个这两千年来最伟大的神学家，就是他的妈妈。
She raised this great theologian for church.
穆迪的妈妈。
And also Moody's mother.
培养了二十世纪最伟大的布道家，就是穆迪。
Have raised this great evangelist and preacher Moody for our church.
所以这里说，儿女要使父母欢喜，是生你的快乐。
So that's why it says that children ought to bring joy and gladness to their parents.
那你怎么样孝顺听从你的父母呢？
So how do you do that? How do you obey and honor your parents?
从小的时候。
It's from infancy, from you are young.
感谢我们的母亲带领我们度过没有危险的童年。
We thank our mothers who protected us ever since we were young.
那天我看到一个报纸。
One day I read the story on the newspaper.
我非常羡慕。
And I was really envying.
因为那个九月十月不是大学开学，对不对？
Because the story is about in September and October, usually that's when the university starts.
有个妈妈陪她的女儿去哈佛报道。
One of the mother was accompanying her daughter to go to Harvard.
就在旅馆里面住了一个月，还在帮她女儿洗衣服。你看这个妈妈多伟大啊！
So this mother was accompanying her daughter to go.Register, and you would think that's just you know a few days, but she actually stayed in the hotel for a whole month, and actually did laundry and everything for her daughter.
我就跟那个姐妹，你就饶了你的女儿吧，让她自己洗衣服吧，已经大了。
I said to the sister, mother, you really actually you would do your daughter a favor if you let her do her own laundry and become.
所以那个箴言十九章十八节说，你要。趁着你的 儿子哈还有希望的时候，你要管教他，不要等到他心死了，你管教他都没有用。
That's why in Proverbs 19:18 it says that discipline your children, for in that there is hope. Do not be a willing party to their death.
所以我们做儿女的呢就是要父母年老的时候你要照顾他。
So the other part of honoring parents is to take care of.Your parent when they become older.
提摩太前书第五章第四节这样子讲。
And in First Timothy chapter 5 he says.
他说，你们家中啊，如果有儿子、女儿、孙子、孙女的，你们要在家里学习尽孝啊。他说，你这样做是神所喜悦的。
It says that if you have basically.If you have sons and daughters and in your household, you need to let them learn how to honor their parents, and that will please the Lord.
提摩太前书五章八节说，如果我们不照顾自己的家人，我们比不信的人还不如。
In verse 8, it says that anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
父母亲年老了。
When our parents become old,
退休了。
Retired,
身体慢慢的不行了。
Their body is starting to become weaker.
所以我很感谢主，还让我这个身体，我还帮我女儿割草啊。
So I'm really thankful to the Lord that I still have good health, and I was helping my daughter to cut the grass, do the lawn.
有一次我去扫落叶，扫了七个小时。
One time I was helping her to sweep all the leaves on the ground, and it took me 7 hours.
所以感谢主啊。这里是我的避难所，我跑到这里来了。
So I really thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to come here because here has become my shelter, so I don't have to do all those hard labor.
花个15块、20块找那些高中生去割草，不要叫你爸爸年老了，还叫他从中国大陆来帮你割草啊。
So for those who are applicable, spend that $15 or $20 and ask some high schoolers to cut the grass and do the lawn for you instead of asking your old father to come far from China and come here to take care of your yard.
所以，箴言23:24说，你要听从你的父母。你母亲老了，不要藐视她，不要看不起她。
So in Proverbs 23:22, it says, "Listen to your father who gave your life, and do not despise your mother when she's old."
而且，你做学生的，你尽你的本分。那你结婚以后，婚姻幸福，这是最孝顺，因为让你的妈妈、爸爸不会为你操心、担心。
There's another perspective to honor your parents, which is do well in your school, and then after you graduate, you have a job, get married so that your parents will not be worried.
他说呢，如果你孝顺你的父母，那么他要神要赏赐你说，在神所赐的地上长久。
The Bible says that if you honor your parents, you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
就是意思说，上帝要赐福你啊，在有一个地方啊，有一个稳定的工作、稳定收入，所以你要安居乐业，不必这样搬来搬去。
And it means that when you honor your parents, the Lord will actually bless you and let you stay in a place, have a stable job and stable living environment, don't have to constantly moving.
那你孝敬父母呢？啊，使你啊，长寿在世得福。
And also, honoring your parents will give you long lives and bring you blessings.
意思就是你的身体很健康。
It means that you will have good health.
加勒八十五岁的时候，加勒
When Caleb was 85 years old,
他对约书亚说，
he told Joshua,
他说我45年前我的身体是怎么样？
He said how I was when I was 45 years old.
我的身体还是这么好。
I'm still the same compared to that time.
我告诉你，我三十岁的时候，我三十岁的时候。
I tell you that when I was 30 years old.
那个这个五十度啊，就是这个我们这边的五十度。
So when the temperature is about 50 in the 50s.
我围巾、手套、两条裤子，哎呦，这个是什么青年？这个难怪人家不愿意嫁给我，对不对？
I was really afraid of cold. Even the temperature is in the 50s, I will have scarves, 2 pair of pants, gloves, just all bundled up. So no wonder nobody was willing to marry me because.
可是感谢主，我年纪越大越健康。
But thank to the Lord, I'm becoming more and more healthy. As I'm getting older.
我在哥伦巴斯俄亥俄的时候，下雪的时候，我没有围巾，没有水套、手套，也不要穿那么多。哦，身体我很怕热。
So now these days, even when I was living in Columbus, Ohio, it was so cold, but I don't need to bundle up. I felt like my body is much more healthy, and stronger.
约翰三书第二节这样子讲。
So in
约翰三书第二节 John 3 John
3 or 2nd、okay.
我下次要带中英对照的英文啊，圣经来。
Is it 2nd John?
No 3rd John
3rd John
verse 2
chapter 1 verse 2
okay.
I have Dear friends, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you.
意思就是说，你的身体健壮，像你的身心灵兴盛一样。
It means that you will be strong, not only in your body, in your soul, but in your spirit.
我们最后再来读那个哈，后面有一个金句嘛，有没有？好，你要使身体的。怎么样？你要使你的父母怎么样？ 来，那箴言哈，23:25有没有？来，来，我们一起来读，来，要让你的父母快慰，让你的母亲欢喜。Can you read, speak English? Okay.
May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful.
好，我们祷告。
So that's the end. Let's pray.
感谢我们在天上的父亲。
Lord, we thank you, our heavenly Father.
求你祝福今天在座的所有的每一位妈妈。
We pray that you will bless every single one of the mothers who are here today.
还有今天没有在这里，我们所有弟兄姐妹他们的母亲。
And also those mothers, our brothers and sisters, mothers who are not here today.
让我们这些妈妈都能够靠着主，能够常常喜乐有平安。
And may you give joy and peace to all of the mothers.
他们身心灵都能够健壮。
And let them be strong and healthy in their body, soul, and mind, and spirit.
主啊，求你给我们力量。
Lord, please give us strength.
当我们的父母还在的时候，
When our parents are still alive,
我们按照你的教导，
That we may do according to your teaching.
我们来孝顺我们的父母。
And be obedient and honor our parents.
愿主耶稣你打开天上的窗户。
Lord, please open your heavenly window.
把你天上各样属灵的祝福给我们的妈妈。
And give all kinds of spiritual blessings to our mothers.
祷告感谢奉耶稣的名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.